Tonight, I'm going to do something a little different, but it's out of the love of God is what we're going to look at and what God has given us. It really blessed me to hear in the manifestations the words that God said was to guide us, work with us, give us direction. And what we're going to look at tonight does exactly that. So, swift to hear, slow to speak is tonight's title. The other day, I spoke in error. So I suppose, if anyone, this sharing is directed to me. But I do believe we can all glean something from what I will share tonight. All this is not a reproof pointed at you this very moment, but an example of God's redeeming love for us all. He always has words to get us back on track. Amen?
Amen.
Now the sharing. I mentioned how that I spoke recently as in a knee-jerk reaction. And afterwards, yes, I knew it. My heart began to feel my error in judgment tugging at me. So I asked the Father for forgiveness. And he spoke to my heart. He really truly did. And he reminded me of a verse of scripture. He didn't have to tell me the chapter number or the verse number. After all, man put that in. In which I found a believer that wrote an article based on this verse. Looking at this verse of scripture took me to three other verses which all tied into this matter. You see, God's love means, it sometimes means humbly receiving his correction. And I was thankful for that. I truly was. The verse that this sharing is based on is James chapter 1, verse 19. Let's go there just to look at it for starters, because that's what this whole thing is based on. James chapter 1, and I said verse 19. You're familiar with this verse, but we're going to have it broke down tonight. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear and slow to speak and slow to wrath. That means more than what people may understand it to mean, but allow me to share the supporting verses. If you could please go to 2 Timothy, and you know this one well also, 2 Timothy 3:16. No, I was in Thessalonians. Okay, here we go. 2 Timothy 3:16. All scripture, not some of it, not half of it, but all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. This is doing things the right way, no matter what they are. Now look at Ephesians 4:29, please. Ephesians 4:29. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth. Now notice it says let no. We have control of our lips. We have control, okay? But that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. Wow, that's what we want. Nothing but the grace. And how about, let's see, Hebrews 12:7, please. Hebrews 12:7. Bear with me here. Hebrews 12:7. If you endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons, and we are. For what son is he whom the Father chastiseth not? You know, growing up, we were set straight, but it was because our parents loved us. And what we just read is an example that this is our God and Father. Here's an appropriate song that I thought we'd listen to, because God is so good to us. Even if he has to correct us, when we need it, we need it, like I did. So please enjoy this song.
God is good, and all the time. God is good, and all the time. God is good, all the time. He put a song of praise in this heart of mine. God is good,
yes, he is,
all the time. Through the darkest night, his light will shine. God is good,
yes, he is,
God is good, all the time.
God is good all the time. Ooh. And now, swift to hear, slow to speak, continues. allow me to refer to some Old Testament scripture that lends itself to parts of this James 1:19. In James 1:19, it starts off by saying, swift to hear. So with that in mind, let's please go to Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 1. Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 1. And in Ecclesiastes 5:1, the first part of it anyway, it says, keep thy foot when thou goest to the house of God, and be more ready to hear. Okay? Be more ready to hear. Now, following this swift to hear, it's simply that we need to stay focused, okay? When we're listening, that's how you focus in, not running around shouting out your opinions and stuff. So, let's look at Proverbs chapter 10, verse 19. Proverbs 10, 19. And I'm going to read this one out of the NLT. It's pretty straightforward here. It says, too much talk leads to sin. Be sensible and keep your mouth shut. Yeah. Sometimes we need to do just that, okay? And also, he implores us to be slow to wrath. Back to Proverbs 14, 29, please. Proverbs 14, 29. He that is slow to wrath is of great understanding, but he that is hasty of spirit exalteth folly. Well, that's not what we're about. That's not what we want to do. So we want to be slow to wrath. Just chill and keep it cool. So what does it mean to be quick to hear and slow to speak? To be quick to hear and slow to speak simply means having both humility and respect for others. It means we take the necessary time to listen to people instead of just speaking our opinions. James 1:19 can help us to be slow to speak to many situations, okay? A fellow believer confronting you or disagreeing on a point of doctrine or expressing an opinion on how to educate children or any number of issues, we all have opinions. This verse addresses conflicts of every kind. Marital conflicts, conflicts at work. How about conflicts in the church? They happen. It applies to conflicts with unbelievers as well. It speaks to those times when someone shares with us a struggle they may be having. They're having, you know, and a quick and easy solution pops right out of our head. We want to stop them in mid-sentence and say, wait, no need to keep on detailing your struggle. Just trust God. There you go. End of discussion. Well, that's not the way to do it. That's not how we roll. You want to listen. And with a loving heart, tend to them. Have you ever noticed in almost every situation, when we quickly speak whatever is on our mind, it doesn't go well. It simply doesn't help people or us. How about solving a problem with a dominant voice? Well, that's not going to get you anywhere. And God talks that and covers about that in His Word. At work, in a meeting, it doesn't make people more productive when one shoots down others' ideas, as if ours is any better. There is beauty and power in being slow to speak. It transforms relationships and allows us to hear the Holy Spirit speak to us before we speak to others. In other words, when we wait to respond to someone, it gives the Spirit of God has placed in us time to draw from God's wisdom and what to say. So I've got 11 points on ways to be slow to speak. It's is simply some food for thought that I trust will bless you. And I wanted to go down this list with you. I trust that we all can glean from this, okay? So, number one, to be slow to speak means we let the other person express themselves. We don't interrupt. We hold our thoughts and give them time to finish. It means we try to be slow to share our opinion or thoughts on a matter and wait until the other person has had plenty of time to share their thoughts. Frankly, this should be common sense. If we're going to truly understand a person and honor them properly, we should always let a person fully express themselves. When we don't, we can't even respond properly. Number two, we thank the other person for being willing to talk with us. Some people find it very hard to disagree with, contradict, or share a different perspective with others. We're all different. Sometimes this is due to their personality, or they've had a bad experience with spiritual abuse, believe it or not. Or maybe they're simply just shy by nature. Number three, quick to listen and slow to speak means we are not offended when someone disagrees with us or corrects us. Ooh. This one can really be hard when it comes to being quick to listen and slow to speak. It is so easy to take things personally. We have this internal defense lawyer, and this lawyer immediately yells out when a situation like this comes up, "Objection!" The moment someone disagrees, most of the time, this is simply due to our pride. We need to be able to step back and remember that disagreement or correction isn't necessarily an attack on us as a person. This is not someone, being disloyal to us. Keep those in mind. Moving on, number four. We don't focus on how the person expresses themselves and make that an excuse for not listening. Like I said, we're all different, and that's a good thing. It's so easy when someone comes to us in anger or frustration to write them off because of their delivery and not listen to what they have to say. At times like this, we really need to pray for the fruit of the Spirit, for patience, love, and grace, not to respond in kind. We need, and we always will, need the help of the Holy Spirit to be slow to speak and quick to listen. Number five, to be quick to listen means we are slow to make excuses, slow to defend ourselves, slow to contradict, and slow to give our opinion. Like elbows, everyone has two. We want to defend ourselves because what? We're proud. We don't think, or we don't like to think, we have weaknesses, really. And we really don't like it when others see our weaknesses. But listen, don't say anything. You're never going to improve in your life if we can't admit that we have needs to grow and improve and see that we may not have seen them yet. Number six, to be quick to listen means we try to be humble. That's a biggie. That is really a biggie. A humble person doesn't think he knows, he or she knows and sees every issue perfectly. A humble person can learn from anyone. If we're humble, we understand that God has given every person unique gifts and insights that we don't have. Like us, they too are a temple of the Holy Spirit, being led and guided by God Himself. In order to grow in our relationship with God, we need to benefit from those gifts and insights. Number seven, to be quick to listen means we genuinely want to try to understand what the other person is saying. This means we really want to try to see the issue from their perspective. What's wrong with that? Only God has the perfect perspective on all issues. Only God understands every issue completely. We're not God, last time I checked. Only He knows the motives of men's pulse, nerves, strength. No, of men's hearts. Out of the heart, the issues of life spring forth. Only God understands His word absolutely perfectly. And why wouldn't He? He's the author. Our perspective may be right, but it could be wrong or imperfect. We consider that we may really need to hear the other person, that they might be right, really, even if we can't see it right now. That's not a bad thing. Moving on. Number 8, we realize that even if we disagree, there are things we can learn by listening to them. Even if we only learn that the others see the issue differently than we do, even if we learn how someone else struggles with an issue that we may not struggle with, even if we learn how we might help someone. How about that? Give, give, give. When we're slow to speak, it allows us to understand other people more effectively, to gain a fuller knowledge of what it means to be a Christian. Number 9. To be quick to listen means we remember that we have blind spots. We all have things we are blind to. I have plenty of them. Areas we need to grow in. Things we don't realize about ourselves. If you remember, David asked God to send brothers to rebuke him. David considered that a blessing. As it says in Psalm 141:5, "Let a righteous man strike me. It is a kindness. Let him rebuke me. It is oil for my head. Let my head not refuse it." Wow. Moving on. Number 10. When we share our thoughts, we share them with gentleness and without anger. For some reason, we tend to think at times that if we speak forcefully or with anger, they'll come around to our perspective. We forget that James says that anger does not bring about the life God requires. However, when we believe that only God can open their eyes to see your perspective, it allows us to speak with gentleness. If God really wants someone to see something, He can make it happen. And finally, number 11, to be quick to listen means we trust in God's timing. It's such a biggie. We don't have to win the discussion now. We can share our perspective, then leave it up to the Lord to show them our side of things. That might not be during the current discussion. We both may need time to consider each other's perspective. That's okay. So it's not easy to be quick to hear and slow to speak. So, these are 11 points I trust we all can glean something from. And knowing that God is good all the time and He does these things for our benefit, I thought that, if you'll let me go there, we could listen to a closing song that is a classic, but it's directing our thankful hearts to the Lord, and that's simply, "Thank You, Lord." Enjoy.
The blessings that I can
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, so much for giving us correction when we need it, for showing us how to do things the right way, Father, that we don't rush into our conversations with people, especially when we should be listening, especially to you, Father. So I pray for each believer tonight that is called in, that you bless their lives, Father, and that they have sweet rest tonight to their souls, and that tomorrow, if our Lord and Savior tarries, will be a fantastic witness to you and Jesus Christ. So I just thank you for this opportunity to share your word again, Father. There's nothing better. And it's in Jesus Christ, healing and risen name, that I pray. Amen.